It's Friday, the 9th day of August, 2019. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio, Becca Martin Brown, features editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
You know something I've always envied?
What's that?
Having a heritage.
We all have a heritage.
Well, yeah, but like I'm mostly English, a little bit Scottish, a little bit Irish. There's nothing really interesting in that.
Okay.
So we're going to talk about a place with cool heritage.
All right.
It's Great Festival Weekend in Tawnytown.
And this is the
1898.
Okay. Yeah, 121st.
Okay. This is, I wonder how many people that drive through there now even know the history of Tawnytown.
I mean, and it's well known, it's well recorded, I should say.
It is well recorded. Catholic families came here 121 years ago, because they had tried settling in South Arkansas.
Didn't take.
Somebody told them it was beautiful up here. So up here they came, and their first big crop was grapes, hence the Grape Festival.
Right.
They also, their second big crop was Catholic families. So it's worked out well.
Yes.
But the Grape Festival has become this homecoming, not just for the community of Tawnytown, but for people who grew up in Northwest Arkansas. You come back, you eat the spaghetti.
Absolutely, you do.
You ride the rides.
Listen to the music.
I don't know if they still do, but they used to have a lovely book sale at the church.
You know, I didn't see that listed this time.
I didn't either. But surely somebody will have something for sale.
Yes, there will be something. It's a festival.
And then you can listen to some really top quality live music for free.
Mm-hmm.
So how can you go wrong? The spaghetti dinners are 4:30 to 8:30 tonight and tomorrow night.
Right.
And they include, according to my reporter, a pile of spaghetti, fried chicken, salad, rolls, and Concord grapes. The cost for adults is $12, and for children 10 and younger, $6.
It's been a couple of years since I've enjoyed the spaghetti dinner, but I do remember I left full.
Music tonight is a band called Dial Up at 7, Wesley Michael Hayes at 9:30, and tomorrow local bands start at noon, and then Colt Barber at 7. The crowning of Queen Concordia is tonight. So Colt Barber at 7 tomorrow night and the Swan Brothers at 9. All this is free. Parking is free. It's all free except riding the rides
and the
spaghetti.
Right.
And you should go and be Italian for a night.
Yeah, 121 years. That's a good
long
run.
That's a pretty good record.
Yeah.
And then if you are interested in our Ozarks heritage, and there's any places left in the class, but if there's not, they'll teach it again later. They're having a class tomorrow at Ozark Folkways in soap making. Lye soap.
Okay.
Except that now it's pretty and it has fragrances in it. And
it's not just utilitarian.
It's not just lye soap. The teacher is Amy Leisure, and she has an art degree, but now she also does pottery and teaches pottery classes at Ozark Folkways, and she weaves rugs, and she creates toad houses, and she makes lotions, and now she's doing a soap-making class. Super cool. She also minored in vocal music and sings out there when they have their, what do they call it? Their jam station.
The squirrel jam.
The squirrel jam. So she says her mother actually made soap when she was growing up in northwestern Oklahoma. She never learned that recipe, but she figured out she wanted to learn to do it. So here she is in Ozark Folkways.
And now we can find out how.
And you can go to Winslow and find out all sorts of cool heritage stuff at Ozark Folkways. So you can call to see if there's room in the class tomorrow, 634-3791. And the class will refer to the soap book, Simple Herbal Recipes by Sandy Main, if you want to go out on your own and
and make your own.
Make some right. Soap heritage. Some other things this weekend that look at our heritage in various capacities.
Mm-hmm.
Today and tomorrow is Bargains Galore on 64.
The 20th annual.
If you have a heritage of junking, which, oh, by the way, I do.
See, you have heritage.
Because my grandmother and my aunt were antiques dealers, so yes. 160 miles of yard sales, antiques, collectibles, flea markets, from Fort Smith past Conway to BB.
Down to Morrilton, right?
You will never get that far. I've tried to go. You get, you might make 20 miles.
Right.
There's a lot of stuff.
Well, it's today and tomorrow.
Yeah. That's all right. After one day, you're going to need to rest. Okay. It's along Arkansas 64. You'll have a great time. Yes, that's the heritage of my people. You're correct. The Benton County Fair is today and tomorrow.
Right.
There's a lot of heritage in that.
Free admission.
Free admission and carnival armbands are $25. On Saturday, they're doing a walk and talk about the Washington Willow Historic District with Judy Costello. They're meeting at Headquarters House in Fayetteville. It's hosted by the Fayetteville Public Library. This is at 9 a.m. There's a quilt show and tell tomorrow from 1 to 3 at the Shiloh Museum in Springdale. Quilt historian Alice McElwain is going to talk about the clues she can see in your quilts about the quilt's history.
Oh.
So you can bring a quilt.
Okay.
And she'll look at it not to appraise it for its value monetarily.
But to find the stories.
But to see what she can tell you about the stories in the quilt.
Yeah, very intriguing.
And she's also going to offer tips for care and storage of quilts. That's from 1 to 3 tomorrow at the Shiloh Museum. It's free. Second Saturday gallery stroll in Eureka Springs. Eureka is a heritage all its own.
Oh, yes, it is.
And that's from 5 to 9 o'clock. At Eureka Fine Art Gallery, they have mixed media works by Josh Clark, who's a new young artist. So there's a nice mix there. And then it's cinema night at Fort Smith Regional Art Museum.
Right.
They're showing Charlie Chaplin's The Kid.
Yeah.
This happens at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. You bring your favorite beanbag or floor pillow and come and watch a movie for free.
A classic.
How's that for heritage?
It's a lot of heritage.
You didn't think that theme was going to go anywhere, did you?
I don't doubt you for a second. Becca Martin Brown, features editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette.